Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Welcome back to another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. You're stuck with my happy ass and Mookie once again. It's 2022 and we've got the same duo. Mookie, what's up though, man? How you doing? Happy New Year, buddy.
Are you shooting from the Grand Canyon or something right now? I hear it bouncing on me.
Is it just me?
Maybe.
Someone probably
pressed the button.
It's probably par for the course though, if I'd screwed something up.
No, I understand. I know I'm doing really well, man, because I tell you what, I don't got COVID like everybody seems to have it, apparently. A million people the other day, but
the whole NFL,
we're going to get into that because I've had enough time to grieve that I'm ready to come in and just burn some shit over the way my fantasy seasons ended. It's happening. Robert, you can dial out now because you don't want to hear about fantasy. I get it.
Real quick about fantasy.
What
say
about
hello
it?
To your motherfucking champ.
Fuck you. I don't want to hear
the
anything champ about
the champ. Is here.
I was robbed.
Craft
I was robbed.
Sports champ robbed. In the robbed. Building.
Wait,
shout out to Matt. Shout out to Matt Barr. He knows all about that one. Ask him about Connor.
You won the Craft Brew League?
I did. I won the Craft
okay,
Brew
that,
League.
I'll respect you for it.
Yes, as you should.
You beat all those terrible degenerates. It needed to happen. And I know nobody cares, Robert. I know nobody cares, but I care. And it's still something I'm going through. So I'm going to bring it into the picture and talk about it. But we'll get to that later.
Should we bring in our guest?
Well, I thought we'd do beer first. What happens?
Let's bring in our guest first. I mean, we shouldn't get into the rest of the show and intro our beers and then be like, hey, guest, now let's intro you and then reverse course and go back and see your beer.
Since when do you like Christian so much?
Oh.
That's interesting. You're like really looking out for him. Christian, is that not who it is?
Christian didn't make it into the new year. He got Thanos snapped away.
Damn. So who's the guest? Where are
they?
Where's the guest?
He's on the
guest
COVID
is on the COVID list.
No, Christian's on the COVID list. He wasn't he wasn't as fortunate as you.
Is this a 10-day contract kind of situation? Like a trial run or a we just gotta plug a hole kind of deal?
I don't fucking know. Mike, you there?
I mean, speaking
phrasing,
of plugging holes.
Phrasing. We gotta
plug holes.
You know how hard it was to not jump in as soon as he said, do we just have to plug a hole? Oh, I guess it was too hard to just jump right in. I was like, I gotta wait for the bit. Hey, fellas. So good to be back.
Hey, dude.
What's up, man?
So good to be back. I missed you guys. Thank you for holding it down, man. You guys killed it while I was gone.
Is that what that's called?
We did some shows. I meant
you guys literally killed it. Like, you killed the show. We have to.
Oh, yeah. Now that I believe.
All over.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean,
we're starting back from ground zero.
And the best part is that we started off our tenure with probably the best segment that we've ever done by ruining the intro. And it was all downhill from there.
That like, was the greatest. That was the best thing.
That was the messages of things. It was so good.
Those 47 seconds were pure gold.
I gotta tell you though, as like shit. All of the times that I've like kind of freaked out and froze up and got all like nervous, that wasn't one of them. I was like, I can't find this thing. Fuck this. We'll get it. Screw it.
The best was to hear Drew talking shit about a sponsor, and then
fuck them. Like, I'll talk shit about them again.
This
though.
Fucking thing. I don't know where it is. And then Drew being like, "It's right." What do you? Oh, wait, that's not it. Uh oh. And then I'll turn the video down. It was chef's kiss.
Now, technically, I did click one of the right buttons. I just clicked the first button, but we needed to be on like number 5 at that point. So like partial credit, right? Like that's how I won my degree, because
I'm just glad that you guys have a little bit more respect for what I do in the background of this show while trying to hold this shit show together. Because it's a lot. It's not easy. It's a lot. And every time you guys laugh at me for messing something up or, oh, I forgot to record before the show, it's because there's a shitload of stuff going on back here. And I'm
not to mention last week when I spilled beer on my computer and was just like, hey, Drew,
hold it down by yourself. This will go so well.
Like, I was just like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
But see, and again, that's where we were. Like, we were 3 episodes in, and just like those failures, the Colts were like, well, all right, this is where we are. There's no getting out. You just gotta go. You gotta plow right through and power through, man.
So I didn't get to watch last week live, but I was watching back, and the terror in Drew's face when he realized he had to carry the show on his own. Was amazing. And then when you get back and you're like, oh, were you just clicking around buttons? And he was like, well, I thought it was going to take up like 5 minutes, but it did. It only took 60 seconds.
Again, it's that same shit in school where you're like, all right, 500 word essay, sweet. So I'll put like all of my names, all fucking 3 of them. That's all I got. The date, but in long form, the title, the class, everything. And you look at it and you're like, I've got 7 words. We are fucked. And it's like, well, we're going to go straight ahead, go forward. I did want to point out though, Mike,
time
I'm glad
move when you're the, when the spotlight is on, man, you're just like, it's been hours. It's been 30 seconds. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Robert Taylor saying, I'm glad Mike's back. He's earned the gloating he's about to do. I'm not going to gloat, man. That was one of the best games I've ever.
That's your stick.
I didn't get to really watch the game. I was listening to it while I was driving back from Youngstown, and the ending of that game sounded entertaining as hell. And when I got to watch it later, I was like, what the hell? This is amazing. But it was also,
don't worry, Mike, I'm gonna gloat for you then, because I watched that full fucking thing. It was that whole like we got to go to work tomorrow, like for real. Like it was like, all right, we're gonna try to pretend like this is a normal Sunday despite the past two being like brownout situations. So we'll talk about that. But I did also want to go way back to where you said something about having respect for you, and I appreciated that you caveated it with what you do behind the scenes for the show. Because there is no respect to be given to someone like you, because we'll touch on that Ed Sheeran comment coming up here. So I just want to throw that seed out now so we don't forget to bring it in later.
I didn't see an Ed Sheeran comment. Hey, I'm very worried.
I'm back to my role, if you will, as
Wild Card bitches! Yeah!
All is right with the world.
It's all right with the world. We do have an awesome show for you guys tonight. We are going to talk Hard Knocks. We're hate watching Hard Knocks.
When does this end?
I don't know. I looked forward to today. I was like, I can't tell.
I'm hoping the Colts don't make the playoffs because I want it to end at least next week. Like, just be done with this. Awful
well, so if
show.
They if they do, are they going to keep recording? Because
I don't
that
know. That's what I'm assuming, but I don't know. I hope not. So I'm rooting against the Colts so that we can finally end, put this out of its misery. But we're in too deep, folks. At this point,
we are. That's the worst.
We can't bail on this. We have to keep going. So we're gonna go hate watch some Hard Knocks. We got some NFL overreactions. And we're bringing back Motherfucker of the Week. So tons to get to tonight. Before we do all that, though, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking. Scott, what is in your mug tonight?
Dude, I was so excited about a couple of these beers in this shipment. And this is the first of the two that I was super excited about. Because as you know, it is always stout season. But it's doubly exciting when you get a beer called The Dude Abides.
Yes. Are you serious?
Yes. I don't know. It was like 2 months ago, like at the end of pumpkin beer season. I'm like looking at these stouts and I found one that said The Dude Abides. And I was like, I'm getting this. And at first I didn't realize it actually had any tie to, I thought, just clever name or whatever. And they're just spoofing the name. Well, no, it actually has a picture of the dude on the can. I was like, I don't care if they put piss in that can. I'm drinking it. But it is a White Russian stout. Coffee beans added to the stout with a little bit of lactose. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. On the Mike Beaton back scale, 6.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. Drew, what do you got in your mug tonight?
Well, so I'm going to be doing a theme for the rest of the month of January here. Forgot to drop that one in pre-show. I was taking notes all over the place, and frankly, I don't know where they ended up. I'm playing the what got left in my beer fridge from the in-laws and family showing up over the holidays theme month. So
it's always a dangerous game to play, Drew. Dangerous game.
Bud Light Lime on deck.
Well, yeah, who knows? That could be in there. So the thing that I pulled out of my – now, it's how do we do people that we aren't affiliated with or sponsored by, but we should totally talk about because they make a great product?
I don't – just talk about them.
All right, cool. So I got this Brewmate – I guess you could call it a koozie on steroids. It's a Yeti-like thing that, again, your beers fit.
I have the one for the slim cans.
Oh, my God. They're amazing. That's what Jenna got. Are. So Jenna got that as one of her presents. I got this one that's made for tall boys but has a iced pack in the bottom of it for normal 12-ounce cans. This shit is amazing. It is a great piece of technology. And for the drunkards out there, you just can pound beers and you completely lose track of what's going on. Because all you're doing is putting it in, taking it out. It's cold beer all around. You never have the whole, oh, wow, I've been milking this one because it's warm, whatever situation. Freezing. Yes, it's back. Can't speak more highly of it other than the fact that it I was hurting a couple mornings, even though I took my morning recovery after I first got it. So when I played the close your eyes, grab the beer out of the fridge, shove it in the Brewmate, and then open it live on air in the show, I have a nightcap holiday porter from our local Brink Brewing Company here down in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah, love me some Brink. This one's solid. It's a 6% ABV, 3.75 caps and untapped. I'm going to chalk that up to the low. Like, there's not a lot of people that have rated it. Like, more people that know what's up need to get in there. It's really good, man. So what I'm going to go with is it is going to be one of my favorite holiday foods because I'm rating things tonight on the holiday food scale. And I'm going to say this is that honey baked ham.
We just finished our honey baked ham yesterday. I dusted that bad boy off.
Oof, I've got like 3 slices left, and I look at them every time I open the fridge. I'm like, not yet, not yet.
That was me yesterday. I was like, I'm going in. This is it. It's over.
But see, and that's the thing, Scott. If the time is right, that's when you play that card, but not a minute before, because you don't want that joy to be out of your life that quickly.
True. All right, let's check in the comment section, see what everybody else is drinking.
Wait,
as well.
Mike, what are you drinking?
I'll get to that. Did you forget how I do this? I always do everybody else's, and then I introduce mine. Robert Taylor.
One can only forget something that one knows to begin with.
Drew, shut up.
Robert Taylor drinking the brewery's Two Turtle Doves, 10.6% Belgian style ale, orange peels and spices. Robert Taylor always bringing the heat. Tyson drinking a Natterdays. Now, I need to know, Tyson, is it the classic Natterdays or is it the pineapple Natterdays, which I still haven't tried yet? I need to know which Natterdays. Give me a clarification on that one. Matt Barr saying he's drinking water because it's dry January and I hate myself. What are you doing, man?
I'm gonna jump in here. Idea. I'm doing the same thing, Matt Barr. Tiffy's, by the way. But I'm drinking tonight. There's dry January, and then there's like, you got to do what you got to do for the show and for our group, man.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle a dry January. I don't know how people do it. Matt Stanton saying Zima, question mark, about Matt Barr. And a lot of people are now getting on Matt Barr's case about the dry January. Although Ryan McCarthy, good friend Ryan McCarthy, saying dry January is just the later sober October. Welcome back, Mike. Shout out, Ryan. Thank you. Tyson saying it's strawberry lemonade the way the good Lord intended it. Yes. All right, good. That's what I like to hear. This week, I am drinking, Scott, I love when this happens and we don't plan it, the Doodle Vine.
Yes. This is some bullshit. How are you guys getting this and I'm being left out?
That is so good because I never told you when I saw it in the selection. I never mentioned it. And I was like, it would be so funny if one of the two of them ended up with this because it's just to us to have this beer. So the fact that we both got it and we both had it on the exact same show, just same brain, the best of the same brain.
It's back. We're right back where we were, man. Right back here.
Mind in a nut, baby.
This is such a good beer. Like, this is great. Wait, you got your own little thing, Drew. You're doing your own thing. Beer's left over in the fridge. And
look, if it wasn't the Big Lebowski, I wouldn't be as bitter, but
that's fair.
It's the dude, man. I don't go and browse. I just let him pick whatever for me. So maybe that's the problem.
That's fair. Biscuit saying he's at home instead of work because he caught the vid and he's on quarantine. And sorry to hear that, Biscuit. I hope you're doing all right, man.
I was about to be excited for him, too. I was like, oh, dude, you have to work? That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Especially after putting in all those hours with Spider-Man and over the holidays, he deserved a break and not the break.
Dealing with all those stinky nerds.
But he's switching up from Coke Zero to Diet Mountain Dew. Matt Barr saying he kind of got back to pudgy ginger with the holidays and the move, so he's got to ditch that. I understand that. I don't know what scale. We're all on different scales, so I'm just going to go on I'll do the holiday food scale as well. I'm going to go Christmas cookies on this one. Just straight up.
I have a better idea.
Christmas cookies.
Oh, God, those are so good.
Go on the scale of the last 3 weeks when you weren't here and Scott and I had to hold it down. Just pick a show and rank it on the show scale that we fucked up.
Intro to the first show that I missed. That's
damn,
where this is at.
That's really, that so is a good. Really, really
it's
good.
So good. It's epic. It's something that I'll never forget. And it was amazing. It's so good. You guys, I legit got text messages from people who were like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen on this show. Was that on purpose? Did they do that on purpose? I was like, first of all, no. But second of all, I don't know.
Mike knew. Didn't even talk to us.
I love that Mike didn't even try to play it off. Well, yeah, maybe. He's just like, no, hard firm. They're idiots. There's no way they did that on purpose. Damn it.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do first? Should we knock out this hate watching of Hard Knocks or
I feel like that's become the thing. Like, get it over with, get it out of the way. It's Hard Knocks. Like, we gotta do it.
All right.
The dude
go
abides
through the motion knocks.
Go through the motion.
Yeah. The dude abides is sold out on Beer Drop, by the way. So don't even
right. Check again later.
It's a pretty damn good beer too, Drew. I'm sorry.
It's really good. You're missing out, man. You are totally missing out.
I mean, that's all on me. I just
was coffee beans.
Oh, it's so good. There's so much coffee flavor. All right, let's hate watch some Hard Knocks here.
He really does.
All right, Scott, breakdown episode 7 of Hard Knocks. Ugh, let's just do it.
I love that Drew had to start watching it. That's my favorite. That he got wrapped up in this web of BS.
Okay, let me give one note before Scott gets into the real deal.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Why the fuck am I still watching? Like, I had that thought because I got into it today and I got like, I was like 25 or so minutes into it. And then I had to go do something and I paused it and I came back and I was like halfway through the back half of it. And I was like, I don't have to do this, do I? Like, Mike's going to be back. And he made the comment about it. Like,
I like how you're like, I don't have to do my job anymore because Mike's back. Screw it. Like, why would I bother doing this?
Hey, I mean, you know, that's like any good American. What can I say?
I love the support that people have given me in the chat, too. Like Kev saying, oh, shit, Mike isn't dead. Thank you for your concern, Kev. In the 3 weeks prior to, you're just like, yeah, he must be dead. Whatever. Fuck it. We'll keep watching.
Well, because he knew you wouldn't let us idiots alone on the show like this if you weren't dead. Like, it would take that.
All right. Let's go,
Scott. Go ahead, Scott. Let's hear it.
Hate watch Hard Knocks. Ugh.
Episode 7. And go. Rapping happens a lot on this show, not usually to open. Didn't think I'd see an Asian dude hot on the mic right off the show. Like, hot on the mic. That dude had everything. I was like, this is what all of these athletes wish they could do. Look at them. They're all giddy and shit. So the horse air humping. What? No, go ahead.
Are we three all jumping in with our notes based on timestamps? Because...
now that Mike's back, it's back to the whole, you know, whenever you hear something that piques your interest, or you have something that aligns, or you agree or disagree, man.
I do. I have chubby Asian rapping, .. Interesting. But that's not that funny.
It's way funnier than you think it is. Well, I had something similar, and I was like, it seems a little racist. I'm gonna back off of this.
Let's go, baby. Well, see, because I had the same thought, and then Scott, when you said Asian, it's like, he broke the seal.
Yeah,
no, like, yeah, he's like, oh, he broke it. All right, cool. I can come with that one because I wrote it. I was like, we'll see if I play that card. Probably not, but whatever. But why I wanted to jump in was because I actually had two notes before we even got to that point. The first one, I fucking hate Carson Wentz. It was just that. And then I guess I had to write it down because we talked about this in the chat. What happened to that water girl? Those are the two notes I took before we even got to what's his name?
Moving on.
All right, Scott, back to you.
The horse air humping is the most entertaining thing this show has given us yet. Just show it on repeat.
That was the best. The Colts mascot doing the Hingle McKringleberry dick pump at the Patriots. And then them watching it on film being like, did I get a thrust? Yes, I got a thrust. Can a mascot get a play? I don't know. But let's watch it again.
The coaches being so excited and being like, I don't know what the mascot's name was, but as they're running up, they're like, I was hoping they would give him a hump. Give him a pump. Oh, I gave him a pump. Like, their excitement over this. And then HBO doing the tight shot of the horse just sitting there pumping. I cracked up. I was like, this is the greatest thing on this.
It was so my first thought was, it took 7 episodes to get something that I legitimately am excited about seeing.
Yes!
That's amazing to me. We're 7 episodes in before I finally was like, this is the content I'm here for. Thank you. Can we just show the... Can it be Hard Knocks Mascot Edition and it just follows...
Absolutely.
I would watch the shit out of that show.
Like, just see who he's going to air hump this week. Kid drops his tray in the lunch food line and just gets air humped. It would just be great. Just a random series of people.
Scott, how's that go again?
You know, he put his hands on his hips and he did the thrust. It's so great. It's so good. Oh, gut swinging, man.
Before you move on, Kevin pointed out we missed this earlier.
Race card.
Good call.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for catching us.
All right. We're back. Oh, cool. More COVID coverage. This is fun. More Philly flashbacks. Seriously, just don't show the Colts on this show anymore.
Oh, my dude. See, it's got that. I had a similar note, except mine was Frank and Carson are more boring than watching Mayo dry.
I want to know when you've tried to watch Mayo Dry.
All right, so and again, this may be towing the line a little bit, but have you seen the cinematic masterpiece that is the film Undercover Brother?
Yes, of course.
So you're familiar with the phrasing "you white as mayonnaise."
Of course, yeah. And you white people, you love your mayonnaise.
Yeah, so I'm bringing together the white as mayonnaise and watching paint dry metaphors.
Okay, so you,
or whatever.
Were you, or did you just completely fuck up the metaphors?
No, I mean, like, I literally meant that, because the other thing is, like, you know, on your mayo jar sometimes, like, as it gets older and there's just a little bit of stuff
crusty
around the rim, there's that crusty, nasty yellow shit.
Oh, I hate that.
That would be the output of basically watching Frank and Carson for a day.
Is the crusty rim,
the crusty shit of the mayo, and it would be like, can you imagine sitting there and watching that shit dry till it gets to that point, and you're like, that's the fucking outcome?
It took a minute to get there, but when you finally got to the destination, yes, you might be on to something. I want to see somebody with the sign in the crowd that says Frank and Carson. Frank and Carson are the crusty mayo rim.
Oh my god,
that would be priceless.
All you gotta do to make that a home run is work in rim jobs somewhere, and we're golden.
Oh god.
Good. Moving on.
Yeah, I can see how uncomfortable Mike was. I believe Tyson or someone calls it the rending.
This isn't the rending. This is just from laughing. This is legit. I'm enjoying myself, guys. There's not much you could do tonight to get me off. I'm just happy to be here.
I got another 60 minutes to do it.
Here we go, Drew. We're matching up. I hate Carson Wentz.
Let's do it.
But holy fuck, I never noticed how pasty this fucker is from the neck down. Quentin Nelson giving Buckner a run for his money is my favorite player on this team.
It would not surprise me if Quentin did put a teammate into concussion protocol. Like, I know they were joking about that.
They should, though.
Like, do you see him? Like, I could see him knocking someone out in practice by accident.
Yeah, no, he's intense. I like that dude. Let's see, where were we? Pryor with his Kevin Mawai background is fantastic.
That's good.
Oh my god, right? So is Kevin Mawai, is that what you say? Because I was trying to figure that out. I was like,
because Kevin Mawai is the assistant offensive line coach for the Colts currently, and he played for the Jets back in the day or whatever, and one of the linemen had the virtual background of just a really weird, right, sexy headshot of Kevin Mawai.
Right. They're on the Zoom call where Quentin's sitting there sick as shit, but like, hey, I tested negative this morning. It's like, yeah, but dude.
I actually loved his genuine reaction to, oh shit, somebody tested positive for COVID. Like, he wasn't paying attention. Then it was like, wait, what? Positive for COVID? Holy fuck.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I love that, because he snapped out of it because they were like, the test came back positive, and he was like, for COVID? They were like, no, for AIDS.
No, you're pregnant, bitch. Like, what do you think?
Why are you surprised? You guys get tested like every other day, and you're like, for COVID? Oh, shit. I'm like, god damn it, Quentin.
But in that moment, though, somebody says, no, AIDS. Why? What's your genuine response? Like, what's your genuine response? Are you like,
Quentin would be like, oh god, I thought it was COVID. Okay. All right, he can still play then, right? We're good? All right, cool.
I would just be like, yo, anyone got Magic's number? y'all know his people? You got his agent?
Oh gosh.
Oh shit. All right, keep going, Scott.
But it also means.
What else does it mean, TY? What else does it mean?
Seriously.
Because that was literally my note, too.
That was it. Dude just kept saying, I was like, TY, you're like, oh, not God, very good at this whole rallying the troops thing. You just kept adding things on. Like,
so,
what?
But Scott, someone please help me understand this shit, because I had this note and I wasn't sure how to make it, but now I know the point, and it is, somehow the Colts simultaneously have the most Pro Bowlers in the league, which I was shocked about when I saw it.
Yes.
And they have more losses in their season than those Pro Bowlers. Like, they've got the same number of, what are they, 9-7 or whatever the fuck it is, and they had 7 Pro Bowlers. I'm like, how do you have that many Pro Bowlers? 7 when, what is there, 22 plus long snapper kicker? Like, so out of 22 positions, you have seven, but you also have seven losses. Like, what? How are you going to say you've got the best coach and the best? Like, how do all of these things go together, though?
Like, I couldn't figure out how that math worked either. I was like, how do they have the most Pro Bowlers in the league, but they're middling at around 500?
At best.
Yeah. And seriously, if you take away Taylor, they're not a very good team.
Because of Carson Wentz. That's why. You can have all Pro Bowlers. When Carson Wentz is your quarterback, you're not going to be that great.
That's fair. Looks a little bit different than Andrew Luck.
God. I can't Speaking believe I'm going to say it.
I see I wish you creeping, Jack Doyle. Nobody gives a fuck about your wife, Frank. I lied. No one is challenging Buckner. But also hilarious, the team gift was a scarf, and the one of the team's highest paid players dropped who knows how much on just the defensive line, cheap ass Irsay's.
So going into that too, I had the thought, because they started doing like the gift exchange things, like I don't know what you guys call them in my family, it's the Yankee gift exchange,
white elephant, other
white elephant, but like not just like a plain old white
well,
elephant.
That was later on
steal
in the,
stuff, right?
That was later on in the show, because the first part,
well, you're
the
not there yet
thing. No, yeah, the first time they showed gifts, it was like, oh hey, this is just like them sharing gifts with each other. And then later on in the episode, they did the elephant gift thing. Because I got notes for that elephant gift.
Well, I'm gonna still say my note, because at that point I was thinking, aren't we overdue for some soft ass family shit? Oh wait, there's the Grinch. I mean, I'm sorry, Irsay's eldest daughter.
Damn.
Yep.
You got her though. You got her.
I mean,
Robert Taylor said this has been way too much, Drew.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. You know, what can I say, Rob?
All right. I'm getting back. All right, here we go. I'm glad the black coach called Murray the gingerbread man.
Dude, oh my God. I was dying. All I wrote in my note for that, the freaking gingerbread man.
My favorite on that was that the coach, how do you not know the gingerbread man?
He couldn't remember him. He couldn't remember
him. He's like, what's that thing? Like, run. It's fast. What is it? And they're like, the gingerbread man. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. He's like, right. Yeah, we're going to call this guy the gingerbread man, because he runs real fast. You can't catch him. And then he's like, run. What? How's it go again? Like, how do you not know this, man?
Yo.
Your entire life and you don't know the gingerbread
calm
man.
Calm down. Back up off my boy. Because it took me a minute too.
Name him right now. Give me his name.
Daryl.
I feel like that's
survey
race card.
Survey says you made the top 10, but that was a little racist.
No, to be fair, now, and let me explain myself just a little bit, because I had no idea his name. So, Mike, when you go, what's his name? Say his name. What's his name right now? I get called back to that Office episode where Michael can't name the guy he drove home with the night before, Michael, and calls him Daryl, who is standing next to him and asks the question. He goes, no, that's me, Mike. Are you for real? So that's why I went with Daryl.
It was well done, but also a little race card. All right, Scott, moving on.
No, break that freaking cookie in half. Cut to Buckner eating cookies. I see you, HBO. Frank gonna cry in the car. We're good. The fuck you are, Frank. Sweater game on fucking point pregame. No, seriously, yes. Let me go back to that, though, real quick.
Dude.
Like, seriously, him trying to downplay Quentin Nelson being out and him asking three times. And it's like, who's out? Q. Who's out? Q. Who? Q.
Who? Quentin Nelson. Quentin. Like, yeah.
Like, I think he just didn't want it to be. He was like, there's got to be another guy on our team we call Q that isn't, like, our best player. Maybe if I keep asking who, he'll say somebody else that isn't the best offensive lineman in the league.
Do you think when Quentin Nelson tested positive that they called him and they were like, hey, man, just letting you know you tested positive. And he was like, for AIDS? And they were like, no, COVID. He's like, damn it. Hoping it was AIDS.
I could have played this Sunday with AIDS, but it's going to be a little hard to play with COVID. I mean, actually, it would have been funny if Frank was sitting there like,
Like if they caught him in a real like offensive moment, it's just like, hey, can we shut off the cameras? But they don't shut off the mics. Like any way we can swap Q's tests with like Carson's or something? Like, is there any way that Q can play and we can like flip those results? Because I gotta say, we already lost Leonard. Like this is gonna be like we're fucked here, man. We're fucked. Like he tried to play it up and he did the whole coach thing, but you could tell he was like, God damn, man, wait, we are fucked.
Had they even lost Leonard by that point? I thought he was one of the game day
yeah, I was gonna say he might have been game day, but yeah, I mean, but though, just in general though, it was just like non-stop bad news with the like right. Who was going out, and it was all of their star guys and starters obviously, so it was just hilarious that, you know, they kept losing off
somehow,
and you're just like, ooh, the one guy that you're just like, maybe we'll just play him with COVID. Like we'll be like, it's false positive. False positive.
I think my favorite part about that is you say it was all their stars, yet not unvaccinated Carson Wentz. So that's
yes,
that
motherfucker yes, right of there. Of course. Let's see, where are we at? Sweater game on fucking point pregame. Seriously, those sweaters that they were wearing, I like those.
Oh, they were
good
hot.
Christmas.
They're pretty good looking.
Oh, hey, it's Cuck Kingsbury. Ursay in a cowboy hat. Take a drink. He's wasted. If you let
wait, before
me...
you go on, Matt Stanton called Ursay the Grinch that stole the Percocets.
Absolutely.
Dude, I my favorite part about seeing Ursay on this episode was it was so clear and obvious to me that even Ursay's grandkids feel him slimy and
oh, they
grimy.
Want nothing to do
like,
with that man.
They think he's creepy as fuck, and oh, they're yeah, the ones yeah, yeah. that could fleece him for thousands a week because, like, they're his grandkids, and he's rich as fuck. So I would take him for all he's worth personally if I was related to him. But they can't even stand him, and they have that opportunity. That tells you a lot about a man.
If you like me, keep your hands inside. Phrasing.
Yeah, that was my favorite. I wonder how often coaches are on the sidelines like, I am gonna get fired if you keep holding. If you want me to be your coach, keep your hands inside. If you don't like me, then keep holding. That was a legit laugh out loud moment in this.
It was again one of the side players being more entertaining than the rest of the cast. It was just the idea that he's like, guys, if you keep playing like shit, they're not gonna let me fly back. Like I'm gonna be fucking stuck here in Arizona in the fucking desert on Christmas. Like, you guys want that from me? Like, seriously, come on.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather be stuck there than fucking Indianapolis. Are you
That's
kidding
true.
Me? Like let's also, be honest here.
It was also like, the first time that I was like, yeah, there you go, Frank, showing some life, showing some energy. When he was like,
it wasn't Frank
fucking holding? No, Frank no, did was- like right after like the first cut, like after the, like the first thing that happened in the game, that the what big play that they had, it was like, hey, and it gets called back for holding.
I feel like it's a terrible thing to be that upset about that offensive line too, though, because like one guy had never even played in the NFL before. Like they had five guys dressed. Yeah, they basically pulled a Mighty Ducks 2 and they went out to like the streets to grab people and were like, hey, everybody's got COVID, so come play on the line. You're a big dude, you can handle this. And the
now,
coach
see,
is like,
if you could like you imagine me? That, dude? No. Imagine that, though, if Frank was that ruthless to where he was like they lose this game and it came on a crucial holding penalty and they racked up like 6 or 7 and they go to get on the plane and he's just like, nah, I got to stab you right there, player. I know there were injuries and we're playing guys off the street, guys that had never taken a down, but we got way too many holding penalties. We'll see you back in Indy. You got to find your fucking way home, man. Like he's like, shit, I was just
way home.
About
no, there'd be no way home. He's like, I'll mail your shit. Just stay here by the bus station. It'll show up here.
Kev, I did want to hashtag just lane things.
Yeah, he deserved
left
it.
Left on the tarmac.
Do we talk about how he cried? Because that was fun, at least for
who?
Me. Lane Kiffin cried when what's his name, the Ole Miss quarterback, got rolled up on it. Thought he blew his knee.
Oh, no, I didn't see that either.
Well, anyways,
cry? How dare you laugh at Lane's pain? That's not okay.
Yeah. Why would you do that to Lane?
He's man? The official head coach of this show. Like,
you got to get the hell. We're not getting
Mookie.
Into this right now.
Mookie.
Don't. Okay, fine. You want to go about this?
It's Lane, baby. You be nice to Lane.
The fuck you I will. Nice he was a Trojan at one point in his
I
life.
I got two
I don't
more notes.
Shits about him.
Okay, two more notes. Here we go. Let's hate watch Hard Knocks.
I said he was going to make a play. Shut the fuck up, Frank.
Was my dude in the bathtub on his Zoom?
Wait. Okay, so you jumped there, because what I wanted to ask you earlier, before Mike said, let's, you know, respect Lane for some stupid fucking reason.
Because it's Lane, dog.
It's shut up. Hold on. There you go. So, Scott, if holding is the way to get your offensive line coach fired, how do we get rid of Frank and Carson so we can promote Bubba?
Oh, God, I don't know, but I am all about Bubba being, like, I mean, more right? Bubba, more Bubba, like, all the time. He's hands down the best coach on this show, easily.
Is that like a triple sideline infraction ejection thing that gets Frank fired and they got nobody left but Bubba? Like, how do we make this happen?
Sex scandal. we gotta go hard and fast with the sex scandal. Maybe even crazy. A sex scandal with the two of them. Like Frank and Carson get caught in a closet, like by Hard Knocks producers, and they're like, this week's episode, bomb show episode. And then like that happens, and then they're like, well, we gotta just promote Bubba, like there's nobody else. What are we gonna do? Promote Daryl? It's not gonna be Daryl. He doesn't even know the gingerbread man thing, so we can't promote Daryl.
If I may pass. Just gonna pass.
I love
on that
when I
one.
Get you to pass on your own question.
You're trying to get me back into my Facebook rant territory where I was ready to say some real bad things.
Oh, good times.
All right. So we maybe have one, potentially more episodes left of this.
Oh, wait. Was that the end of the notes? I had a couple
more. Yeah, that was it. Because the last thing I had was sitting in the bathtub on Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Rattle them off, Drew.
I just, as they were going through that Cardinals game and making the Colts look like world beaters when they're basically a mediocre at best squad, I can't help but think about, can you imagine the episode that they would have produced shooting that Michigan-Georgia football game for those clowns back in Ann Arbor? Like, they would produce that thing with the footage the way that made it was like, man, they were, shoot, we were just like two calls away when anyone that watched that semifinal saw those boys get their doors beat in over and over and over and be like, oh, shit, just two plays, man, just two plays away. And the last one, and well, it's one and a half. Carson wears a girdle. How great was that to see that his fat ass has to wear a girdle?
Carson wearing Spanx in the locker room getting his game ball. That was, yeah, yeah. That's a good note to end on, Drew. That's well done.
Which really dovetails into what I want to talk about earlier about how much that Ed Sheeran should stop blaming South Park for the ginger hate and start blaming Carson Wentz, because he is the reason that gingers get the shade, hate, and shame that they do. It's not South Park. It's not Cartman. It's Carson Wentz. So Eddie Sheeran, point your anger in the way it belongs. Come on, bro.
That's fair. Although that South Park episode did, that changed everything. It changed everything in school, and that was a rough time, man. That was a real rough time.
Like, if you had a soul, you wouldn't be in the situation, Mike.
Yep, I don't know, that's where that joke even came from. Nobody said that before South Park. Nobody mentioned, oh, you even have a soul. Until
all I'm saying
Trey
is
Parker and Matt Stone
Cartman did. Gave us words to the feelings we all had all yeah. along.
Sons of bitches. All right, guys, we got hopefully one episode of Hard Knocks left. I really hope they end it next week. I'm God like, praying, but I don't
so
know.
Wait, can we do a quick standings check? Because I thought
I think they're 8-7, but there's
yeah,
definitely
just
a way
lost.
To not make the playoffs. I know.
Well,
that
so that math doesn't add up, Scott. It should be to 16. It should they
no,
played 16
because
games.
17 games. Oh wait,
in an
18 right.
week season.
Yeah, oh, so then maybe they're 9-7 then, maybe?
Yeah. So, like, where does that
I'm
put
on
them
it.
In the division?
I'm on
they're
it.
They're right
9-7
right
now. All right,
now. So they can't win the division. What about the wild card? Where's that button? Come on, NFLstandings.com.
That's like their only path in is the wild card.
They need help, right?
I don't understand how this thing works.
No, I think if they win, they're in.
What's the scenario coming up where like two teams can just kneel? If the Jaguars win, who are the two teams that can just kneel for the entire game?
The Sunday night football game.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget who that's between for the Kneel Gate thing. It's just like they can both just sit there and kneel and then get in the playoffs either way. I kind of hope that happens.
Okay.
Colts are currently out. They do need help. They're
what?
They do. They're the first team out right
How
now.
Does that make sense? I'm on NFL.com looking at the 2021 playoff picture.
And they are in the hunt, according to this. So that would mean
they've got five people already clinched. They're in hunt for the seventh.
Do they not have any of the wild card teams listed?
No, that's what it is.
Confusing.
If the and it's the Chargers and the Raiders are the two teams who could who can make it by kneeling, and that's if the Jags beat the Colts. The Colts need to win, I think, to have a chance. I don't know.
So if the Colts win, in
this
if the Colts
whole
win,
bullshit this year is I
seriously this 17 because Cincinnati's in, baby. No. Cincinnati's in. That's all I care about.
Hold on, slow down,
baby. AFC Look, North. That's hey, all I know.
Mike, let's bring ourselves together. Let's center, because if we're going to really make fun of Robert, we have to do it right. So we have to get our heads back on our shoulders, and then we'll go in on him. But before that, the Colts, if they beat the Jags, they're in.
Yeah.
The Chargers, Raiders play. So the winner of that game is also in, and the Steelers still suck. So that's how this shit breaks down in the AFC.
Even though the Steelers don't suck as bad as the Browns.
Literally,
holy shit, man! Did you guys watch that game?
Absolutely not. Why?
I did not, but I saw.
They were just gonna be. Man. They were just gonna be putting a rapist on a pedestal. Like, why would I waste my time?
Oh, kind of like the Lakers. Wow. Got it. Okay, cool. Just check it. Anyways, yeah, that was.
I'm a Motown boy. You know that.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Well, why? I thought you were trying to talk shit at me about the Lakers.
No, I was talking shit about the Lakers.
Generally speaking. He's no Michael. We can all agree on that, right?
Robert Taylor saying the Jags beat the Bills. They could do it. Okay, Biscuit. Thank you, Biscuit. Does the ginger stuff count as a race card? And it should. Yes, it's a
race card.
It's been played, Drew.
No, that's bullshit.
No, it's been played.
Get yourself some Just for Men's and deal with it like a man.
Just for Men's. Is that like get your man's?
Is that not what it is?
Get Just for Men's for just your man's.
Come get your man's Just for Men's.
That's what I meant.
That's a hell of a slogan. I think we're fuck this show. We're gonna get royalty checks off of this. We just got their next slogan.
Can we make that the show title without getting sued?
Yes, because because Just for Men's isn't a thing.
But in the context of the sentence, I think it was right? Get your Just for Men. That doesn't sound right. That sounds like he's trying to go holler at a bathhouse. Like, that wasn't what I was saying. Like, I put that on him.
Drew, Robert Taylor wants you to talk shit just because it'll make it that much sweeter if the Chiefs not knock the Bengals out of the playoffs. Dude, and that's why I refuse to talk shit
because I've been
down this road way too much. I fully expected the Bengals to lose to the Chiefs, to lose to the Browns, and not make the playoffs. Like, I had no expectations of them doing anything except letting down the entire fan base. So now that they're in and they've clinched a spot, I fully expect a first round playoff exit because you can't win a playoff game in Cincinnati. It can't happen. You cannot win. If you are a team, you can't get out of the first round in Cincinnati. That's just the rule.
That's why you got to play on the road, bro.
How great is going to be all the shit talking we've been doing all about the Colts and everything? They're going to be the ones that they're going to extend it for next week. They'll be like, we've got extra in season Colts as they go to Cincinnati and pull off the victory. God. So we've got another week of this shit.
It would still be so boring. It would still be terrible TV. I
have to hate watch as the Colts come into Cincinnati.
Scott, I don't even hate watch anymore.
Good thing, That's the only good thing is that I think the Bengals are pretty much like locked into playing the Bills. It's either going to be they play the Bills in Cincinnati or the Bills and the Bengals flip seeds and the Bills play and they play in Buffalo. So regardless, okay. We won't have to watch the Colts knock them out. But I really don't want the Colts. I want the Jags to win so badly just so that this Hard Knocks ends. That's all I'm hoping for at this point.
Wow, that's a stretch there. You're rooting for Trevor Sunshine Lawrence? I don't know how I feel about that, man. Now I do wanna be clear here because Caitlin said no, Drew, and I'm not sure what she was objecting to, but I don't want to cross lines of respect.
You've done a lot
listeners.
Of objectionable things in the last 10
now,
minutes.
Now, so for that, we'll I do wanna clap back at Robert though, because the thing that cracks me up the most about that game and why I want to talk shit is I'm only a Bengals fan by association. My wife loves the Bengals. She's a Cincinnati native. We watch every Sunday because we watch Notre Dame every Saturday. Like, it's a fair trade-off, and I don't mind it because usually you get entertaining stuff like what happened Sunday. And I just think it is so hilarious that the Chiefs lost in what, to me, as an unbiased outsider, was a Lions way to lose a football game. Like, you were sticking with them the whole way down, poised to go to overtime, and then somehow let them get the ball down to the half-yard line, run like 94 plays, run all the clock down, and get flagged multiple times on defense, and even spoil it when you had the chance at having the offense get called for a holding that would have ended all of this, and yet somehow y'all still came up short, despite having a defense that had been playing on fire for the last 5 or 6 weeks or so, and still having Patty Mahomes doing some Patty Mahomes things. Like, the offense wasn't as bad as the Chiefs offense had been in that like middle area of the season. This was a legit, I don't want to say playoff team, because these were more than playoff teams. This was Super Bowl contender against contender. And it was great to watch from my perspective, but the way that that last drive went down was the craziest thing I've ever fucking seen. Like, I was sitting there watching the whole thing, and thankfully, again, my wife fell asleep like before the fourth quarter, because it's like, oh, this is some shit. Like, this is going to be a heart attack situation. And then the way that whole final drive went down, I was like, I'm not even sure what I just saw. But the Chiefs pulled the Lions, and that's fucking hilarious. Robert's going to be super pissed. Let me see if I can figure out Facebook.
Jenna gets the raw end of that deal.
No, she had a great nap. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, oh, hey, babe.
I'm just saying, she gets the raw end of that deal.
Max, I don't know. She woke Cincinnati up to the Bengals win, so I don't know. That can't be that bad. Can I get a Bengals whoop whoop? There we go.
I'm kind of upset at how clearly that came through.
I was a little surprised myself.
We have
yeah.
mic issues every week on this show, and that came in crystal clear. GD it.
That was the best off-camera add-on from the show ever. That's still pointing out, Cincinnati has made the playoffs 14 times. They won one playoff game once. They went to the Super Bowl twice, and then they've been one and done 11 times. Fully expect this team to lose.
The odds are against them.
Like, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in a spectacularly horrible fashion for the team. Just look at the last time they were in the playoffs when they were playing Pittsburgh, and Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones gave up 30 yards that allowed rapist Ben Roethlisberger to trot his fat ass back onto the field and lead the Steelers to a goddamn field goal to win the game. Oh, I heard him. They're going to lose to the Bills. It's going to happen, but I'm just happy they're there. The turnaround that this team has done. Listen, I had the joy of asking Coach Zach Taylor. I don't know if you guys know this. We're good friends. His daughter,
wait,
my son,
your kid beat up his kid, right?
No, that's Andy Dalton. Oh, right, fuck that ginger. No.
Zach Taylor, Zach in the butthole.
Zach Taylor's daughter and my son played on a soccer team together. So I had the chance to ask Zach Taylor how he felt about making the playoffs after, you know, he's been on the hot seat a little bit. So it was like, Zach, how do you feel? Like, tell me how it feels to make the playoffs with the Bengals in this year, you know, with Joe Burrow's second year coming off his injury. This is what Zach had to say. Come on, but
it's not playing. No,
dude. Wait. Hold on. I got it. I got you. You ready? Mike, I got you. Good.
No, you don't.
Real good.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Feels that good. Play. Real good.
I sat there and laughed for a good minute when I figured out where you're going with everything. And in the delay, oh, God. What a fucking letdown.
I'm so mad that didn't play. That was the
you
most
just Mookie and Scott opened the show.
And I was ready. Here's the thing. I was even
no, we were funnier, Scott. We did better.
I was even going to play the clip where he's like, I can't describe it.
You're giving us the long version.
The beginning part. Yeah, the beginning part where he's like, I can't describe it. Good. Real good. Like when he has that realization of like, I have to be a coach. Wait, feels good. Feels real good.
So, Mike, I just have to ask, ever since you first heard that drop, has that become your finishing move?
Yeah, it really has.
I can't describe it. Feels good. Real good. And then you're out. Sleep.
Yep. Roll over, go to sleep. Thank you for that. That was good. Real good. And then I go to sleep, and it's awesome.
You don't put your pants back on?
No. Why would you do that? That's weird.
Why are you wearing pants in bed? I don't know. That's weirder. Welcome back, bud.
Moving on.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
This holiday season, Lexus wants you to remember. Nothing feels as good as making others feel good. Those so-called feel-good holiday films? They can't hold a gingerbread-scented candle to the feeling of giving them something that gives them all the feels. Make this December one to remember. Together. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
All right, let's give a shout out.
Put the thing up so I go pee. All right.
Let's give a shout out real quick to our friends over at Beer Drop. If you want to fill up your beer fridge, head on over to craftrootsports.com/beer drop. Tons of great beers starting at under $4 a serving. Fill out the flavor profile to curate a box of craft beer and deliver it directly to your door. It is awesome. It's amazing. It's where you can get cool beers like the Dude Abides.
Hey, Mike, you know what they don't have anymore, though?
The Dude Abides.
Yeah, but it's in our mugs.
Yeah, it is. Even if you don't want to sign up for one of the monthly plans, you can still go in there and shop for beers and get them sold, sent directly to you at $5 flat shipping, craftrootsports.com/beer drop. Go hit them up, craftrootsports.com/beer drop.
Sell out!
Well, what'd you guys think of these transitions that I added before I left?
I forgot, Scott. I think there was a moment when we had them pop up there for the first time, and I was like, holy shit, Mike added little things. I gotta ask him about this. I never asked you about it, but I like them. Because there was one that's really damn funny. Like,
it's the rap air horn one was my favorite. It's when you have a good point on the show. I wanted to come up with something that just really emphasized the really good point, so I decided to add this.
That was it. Because the first time we threw that on, I lost it. That's good shit.
I figure, like, we're doing more video content than audio anyway, so F it. Let's just throw them in here as video clips, and we'll add something fun for the people that watch on YouTube so that they can get little glimpses of, like,
who is that, though?
I have no idea.
It does not matter. That's what's good about it.
I love it. I love it so much. All right, let's do some NFL overreactions because we just started a little bit. But I'll start off. Bengals are going to the Super Bowl, baby. Zach Taylor, Coach of the Year. Joe Burrow, Comeback Player of the Year. Ja'Marr Chase, rookie of the year, period. Mark it down. That's what's happening. Bengals are the team to beat in the AFC after this week. Scott, Mookie just left. What's your overreaction?
It's funny that we started on that same game because I was thinking we're right back where we began the season. Chiefs are fucking done, man. Put a fork in them. This season's over. These frauds, the reign is done. That was a short-lived window. Just end the title run is now – their window's closed, man. Chiefs fucking over. Couldn't close that one out on the road. They're done.
Mookie, what do you got?
Pass. Sorry, so I don't know if you noticed, but my video started to freeze. So I've taken my new approach here in 2022, and I'm just reloading the page and saying, great, I understand StreamYard, you can't handle my awesome, so every once in a while I'll let you just start from scratch. So I have no idea what was said other than apparently Joe Burrow is gonna be the comeback player of the year. Like, didn't he play last year?
Yeah, and he also had a season-ending knee injury wrecked his rookie year, and then he came back ahead of schedule and has been balling out. So, yes, comeback player of the year. He's the only other one, I think the odds-on favorite to win it is Dak Prescott, but I think that's only because people have that image of his ankle facing the wrong way seared into their brains, and they don't realize that Joe Burrow came back, like, Dax,
they also like to see Cowboys meet whenever they can. So,
well, that's true. Yeah. Stats wise, Burrow's doing better than Dak this year, and he came back in five weeks less time. Dakota, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. First of all, I feel very disrespected because you're going after Dakota, and that's my quarterback, man. That's my quarterback right there.
The quarterback that didn't take you to a league championship like your boy.
Scott, we're doing this shit now because you opened this can. And I'm going to keep pressing buttons, Mike, because I'm not as pissed as I was at Zuckerberg the other night, but I'm fucking pissed. Because, yes, he would have taken me to a title if it weren't for the fact that the NFL just decides that, like, how are things going this week? How do we pull some strings and, you know, make this days of our lives on the gridiron a little bit more compelling for fans? I know we'll randomly test this team and put all their players out on COVID as opposed to, like, I don't know, actually be fair about things and let guys who are vaccinated and tested positive on Monday but had no symptoms actually play in a game like Sunday. Instead of having a wide receiver whose agent is just such a bulldog and asshole that we don't want to deal with him, so we'll clear him on Saturday. That's fine. Let him on the field and play. I lost so many motherfucking points because there's stupid fucking COVID protocol bullshit after being the number one seed in the league for the whole fucking year that I don't want to hear shit about fantasy anymore. And Scott, normally I wouldn't be this petty. Okay, maybe. But I'm extremely pissed because this happened in two fucking leagues. Two leagues! And I thought, okay, it's Monday. I've lost my two best players on my two separate one-seeded teams. It's fine. One of them will work out because there's not an overlap. One of them will be okay. This will be fine. Don't worry about it. And I'm sitting there Sunday just pounding straight heavy bourbon because I'm like, all the motherfuckers, they didn't pass protocol. I don't know how you don't pass protocol. And then the next fucking day, they say, you know what, Carson, you ain't got to take no stabs. No, it's fine. Just come back 3 days from now. We'll figure it all out. No big deal. Literally like 8 hours after my entire life ended, these motherfuckers change all the rules. All the rules. Three to my four dudes would have been back. But no, we're not going to play that card in that week. We're going to wait till the following week. We're like, oh, this Omicron thing is a little different. Let's just shuffle it up. Let's just shuffle the deck.
So at the start of the show, you said you didn't get COVID, but sounds like you did get COVID.
Oh, I got all the COVID, Scott. I got all the COVID. I got every single bit of the COVID. And the thing that really grinds my gears.
Man's got COVIDs.
I lost to my sister-in-law in both of these fucking leagues.
Come get your mans. He's got the COVID.
And look, and again, I'm not trying to throw that much hate at Jess. She's a solid owner. She puts in the work. She's actually active. But at the same time, you can't make this shit up. And I expect it again in the family league that her and I are in, where her team was garbage. She caught me on that COVID week and got to win a trophy. What makes it worse is I didn't realize that shit till Monday night, because in all the leagues, what is it? So week 18 is the final week of the NFL season. So week 17 is usually when you have your finals. No. In the family league, our finals was 1 week earlier. So I went to bed Sunday thinking, well, fuck, you know what, though? I still would have had to win one more game to get that trophy. Shit happens. And I wake up to find out from her stupid husband, shout out Chase, the Michigan fan, you got what you deserve. Texts out and goes, congratulations, great league, you know, great season, whatever, because the Monday night game didn't matter. And I was like, wait, you mean that was for the trophy? All those updates you were giving me all weekend when we were doing family stuff for the holidays, and you were just kind of, you know, poking fun and saying, hey, so-and-so caught a touchdown pass. That was because it was for the fucking title?
I think Tennessee Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown said it best this week on Instagram when he said, I don't care about your fantasy, bro. Fuck your fantasy team.
Yep. Yep.
Also, A.J. Brown specifically, he also not only did he butt fuck some fantasy teams, I'm sure, 2 weeks ago. That Thursday night game before Christmas Eve, he surely butt fucked the Niners that night. It was as if they didn't know who one of the best wide receivers in the league was, and they were like, and then the Titans were like, "Holy shit, we have one of the best wide receivers. We should throw him the ball." And then, like, yeah, he butt fucked me.
Can we talk about me again?
A fuck about my real life team.
Can we talk about me again?
I gotta step to drain porn.
No, because I got one more. I got one more thing.
So we can go with you. But we got to sip chug drain pour. Mookie's rant about his fantasy team. Mookie's rant about his internet. And Mike, I need help. I need one more rant. I feel like there's been another rant, but I can't think.
The Hulu has live
sports. Okay, there it is. Yes. So
wait, Hulu, did you mean rant, the Facebook rant or the internet? What internet rant? You mean the Spectrum internet one?
Yes, yeah, the Spectrum rant. Spectrum.
Oh, you're talking about ones that only occurred on air. Got it.
Yes. Spectrum.
Because like, Spectrum. I don't know, Scott. I was in a space on the other night.
Yes. Spectrum, Hulu, and this one.
I am drain pouring the fantasy football rant. I get it. It's painful to lose to your sister-in-law, but nobody, like, there is nothing more boring than when people talk about their fantasy teams and you're just like, I don't care. I lost. I don't give a shit that you lost your league. Welcome to the club. We fucking lost. Oh, you won. Great, Scott. Nobody gives a shit. So I'm drain pouring. I said it. I am rude.
You come back from a 3 week hiatus, rude as fuck.
Right. Well, he's been sucked in with them chillins instead of us.
My New Year's resolution was to be an asshole.
My New Year's resolution was to be honest. Fuck your fantasy team. Nobody cares.
Mike woke up today and chose honesty.
I am sipping the Hulu rant because that was the OG. That's what introduced us to the Drunken Drew rants. And then
the problem is I don't have to be drunk.
I'm chugging the Spectrum rant because, good Lord, he was so mad at Spectrum. But it just isn't. It didn't have that same cachet. Drew, go ahead. Sip, chug, drain, pour on your rants. Robert Taylor says drain, pour all of it.
I mean, that's the right answer. Let's be honest here. That is definitely the right answer. I am going to drain pour the Spectrum one because I forgot all about it. I've been with Cincinnati Bell since May, and I've been the happiest I've ever been in my life. They take such good care of me. They give me everything I need. The support is amazing. I can access my bill, my address, my preferences so easily.
Give you a Bengals whoop whoop.
No, it can't, but it gives me something better. The mind. Access to the internet and the broader world where I could find that if I wanted to for the same price as those motherfuckers with a tenth of the bandwidth. So Cincinnati Bell and I, we're doing good. So I'm not even going to talk about that other company. So that's what I'm going to dream for them. I'm going to chug Hulu Live Sports because the other day, and it actually was like 2 weeks ago, Mike, when YouTube and NBC were beefing. And
it was YouTube.
Oh, no. It was ESPN. Yeah, it was YouTube and ESPN. They were beefing about it, and they're going to take all their channels off the air. And I was like, this is what am I going to do?
Them all off the air. I was going to say it was ABC in general. Yeah, they took them off. It was less than 24 hours.
I got the email.
It didn't last long at all.
Right. But it was painful. And I was trying to find alternatives. And I was like, well, PlayStation View doesn't exist anymore. Sling, I don't know. They're still not that great. Hulu, nope, never. Never again. So I stand by that statement that I will never, ever again give Hulu any money because the only reason I have it now is they're part of that Disney ESPN Plus package. And I will sip the fantasy take because it still is so real, so personal, and it's never going away. I'm not sure about you guys, but if you actually sat down and thought about, like, how many seasons of fantasy sports have you played and how many trophies have you won? Because I've literally won 2 fantasy football titles in 20 years of playing multiple leagues. So call it 40 to 60, like, opportunities to win, and I've run twice. My motherfucking sister has now won.
Pause in that. That was
my motherfucking
my motherfucking sister. That was very strange.
My sister and sister-in-law both have 5 titles between them.
I also want to dream for Drew's answer to this question because God damn, we get to the point.
Bro, that's your job. You're over there with the fancy beboo bop shit. Like, play a thing. Give me a moving on. Give me a Joe. Like, and your point is
Scott Simchuk Drain for
you. What was the question?
What was the question? You good God. I'm gonna drain poor Hulu. I'm sipping the fantasy because I can go on a good fantasy rant. So, and I get it. I won the championship in craft brewed sports, but finished dead last in the ACT league for the 2nd year in a row. So
you got to take it again.
I got to do something. I don't even know. It's just an embarrassment. They've never had a dud loser.
Yeah. I've heard with Rate as the commissioner, you don't have to worry about any punishment coming your way is what the rumor is. That Rate's just like, whatever. It's fine.
You know what my favorite thing about Rate is? Lou the dog died.
Wow. Just chill out.
Move this man!
Sorry, was that too far to get him out of retirement? Like, we haven't heard from him in a minute.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go back. I'm going to change my answer because I'm going to chug fantasy rant, drain poor Hulu, and I am sipping on the fine wine that is that Spectrum rant because the Spectrum rant was great from multiple levels because he was breaking up and having a shitty connection while ranting. Like, there was multiple components to that Spectrum rant, which is why it's so great. So I'm going with the Spectrum rant as the one that I'll marry up and wife that bitch.
That's a very good point. Robert Taylor has one for us, and I feel like we've done this before. Robert Taylor says, drain poor Mike Scott Drew. I'll just
volunteer. I'm in the gutter where I belong, and I'm happy there, so it's fine. So the question is really, sip or chug Mike or Scott?
I got to be honest. You guys showed that you can drain pour me, and this show will be just fine, especially opening up. It's well done. It's perfect.
I would love to see what the numbers looked like during that window and use that as evidence to the contrary.
I love too that everything that could go wrong during that time did. Scott's computer updates. Scott's finger on his computer. Yeah. Drew has to run the show by himself.
If you had your show fuck ups bingo card out, you'd hit bingo every week, like half hour of the show.
We are a more reliable viewing bingo situation than fucking Hallmark videos. You know what I mean? and then Scott, the other thing, forgot it. Because your thing. Oh no, that's I remembered it now. Because your computer restarted the second week, right? That was the,
that was the second week.
So then when we were chatting prior to the third week, the way things are going down, I was thinking that the show was about to be at 9 o'clock for the first time. And then like an hour before the show, I was like, wait a minute. It's like, we doing this at 8 or at 9? And y'all were like, what the fuck? Are you serious? It could have gone a lot worse just based on the behind the scenes situations that could have unfolded.
It was, yeah, it could have gotten ugly. Caitlin saying, I'm just happy Mike is back. Thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate that. And since I'm back, that means let's talk a little baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Scott, I need an update.
Tyson saying, don't forget about my nudes.
oh, God, that's right.
That was great because when my computer finally started uploading, I just come back in and we're talking about Tyson and nudes.
Hey, Tyson, I know we had talked about it that evening that like you weren't really like looking for the third date given, you know, situations and scenarios. So did you get that like late night coffee booty call, though? Maybe just a little some, you know, let us know in the chat. I'm very curious.
Let us know in the chat.
So, Scott, I mentioned this to you before the show. My wife finally decided that for our vacation this year, she wants to go during spring break, during Jude's spring break, which is the week of St. Patrick's Day. And she was like, I've always wanted to go to the desert. Let's go to Arizona. Book the trip. Plane tickets paid for. Airbnb booked. Car rental done. We are set to go to Arizona the week of St. Patrick's Day. And I am just sitting here losing my mind because I keep refreshing news on the CBA talks and there's nothing. It's like they haven't done anything. There's been no movement whatsoever. Am I going to miss? This is my first chance to get to see spring training in Arizona. Am I going to miss it? Like, is it going to happen or is this completely done, Scott?
Dude, I don't know. I'm worried. Like, I don't know, but I don't think that the season's going to get delayed, but I do think that we're going to miss some spring training games, even if it's only like a week or two, because this is just moving at a snail's pace.
If it's a week or two, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to get some spring training in. Like, here's what I think. I think that by the beginning of March, everything will be like either wrapped up or progressing rapidly towards being wrapped up. So we'll get just like a full month instead of, you know, like a month and a half or whatever it is. Like, so we don't get the blessing of baseball showing back up on Valentine's Day.
Clarifying question. Do either of you know when they have to have some kind of agreement or like a tentative agreement for spring training to happen? Like, what is that drop dead date?
I mean, for spring training,
15 or 12 is when spring training usually starts.
No, spring training.
Those are taxes.
I was going to say spring training. Those are taxes.
I was like, it's in spring at some point, you know, like April, March. Those sound good.
Drew just said spring training starts in April, right? Which is like 2 weeks into the regular season. Drew misses 2 weeks in the season when he thinks it's going to be practice. And then he's like, oh shit, this already counted for 2 weeks. Oh, well, whatever.
And also, oh shit. I got to get my taxes in.
Right? Like, ain't no pandemic extension this year. Fuck, man. Come on, Uncle Joe. What you doing, man? Damn. But seriously, though, like, when do you think we would have to have some sort of agreement or understanding, whatever they call it,
for spring training?
What's the last date that can happen?
I think spring training can, like, start tomorrow. Like, it's just a matter of, like, flipping the lights on
but they don't start it this early.
Like, they always do, like, at least 2 weeks where it's, like, the first week pitchers and catchers report, and then the next week the rest of the team comes in, and then the following week is when they start games.
Right, but so, then, I mean, it's going to be abbreviated if it goes
right, exactly. But if you want to get the full spring training games in, then your drop dead date is like middle of February, right? That's when pitchers and catchers start to report. So as long as, but that's the thing, if you can get it done and then they're like, okay, tomorrow pitchers and catchers are reporting,
right? Yeah.
But the problem is you still have a shitload of free agents out there. Like, there's a ton of dudes that haven't.
Well, that doesn't matter, though, because, I mean, technically there's all sorts of free agents every year, whether it's just whether or not they're named guys or whether or not they're going to get signed. But, yeah, I mean, once the CBA is signed, then everything else is gravy because guys will sign eventually.
I feel like whenever they sign it is when they'll go, okay, next week pitchers and catchers report. Like whenever it gets
signed, they'll probably build like a week buffer.
Yeah, they'll be like, okay, pitchers and catchers report next week, and then moving into the
so basically you're looking like the deadline is a week before your kid's break, Jude's break, right?
That's like honestly, like a month.
Well, Mike, I barely care about anyone besides myself, and if I'm gonna care about someone, it'd be like one of you guys, and then probably my wife because she's legally binded to me. So, like,
thank you for putting us ahead of your wife, Drew. I appreciate you.
Well, she's not listening, so I'm not gonna score points. So who gives a fuck, right? Like, so since I care that much about you, we're talking what?
Let's just shoot for February, mid February.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna happen.
Mid-February is when I need.
I'll be shocked if they have anything that would even make it worth talking about scheduling when the truck needs to leave Cincinnati to get to Arizona, because apparently that's a thing. Because Lance Michaelis, there's bitch ass, talks about it every single fucking year. I don't think it's going to happen before March, and even March I think is iffy.
Because this is the first time I get to see spring training, and I'm not gonna. It's going during a lockout. Are you kidding me? Which brings me to.
How my hard would it nominee, be to convince her that this, there's
go this ahead, is go ahead, go my ahead, first ahead. Nominee for something that we are bringing back this week, Motherfucker of the Week. Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred, you motherfucker, you. Not only did you screw up my chance to see spring training baseball with this bullshit CBA bullshit that you're bullshitting on, but you also fired Ken Rosenthal because he called you a piece of shit. You asshole. You are the motherfucker of the week. I hate Rob Manfred. I hate him. Scott, is Rob Manfred the motherfucker of the week?
Motherfucker of this short-lived decade. Absolutely. I can't wait for the next guy. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
We've probably got like another 20 years of at least this fucker. That's the worst part. I don't know if baseball is going to survive another 20 years, but if it does, it's going to be with Rob at the helm, and we're doomed.
How many more lockouts do we get under Rob? Because there's at least two, right?
We
at least
I was going to say, I was like, I'm calling two. the over-under is definitely at two.
I didn't know that we got rid of Motherfucker of the Week.
No, we just haven't done it in a while. It's just been ages. Who's your choice for Motherfucker of the Week?
Well, I've been telling a lot of people they're motherfuckers for a while. So, I mean, whoops. I don't really have one because I think you nailed it on the head there.
Kirk Herbstreit deserves a nod.
I thought we were doing the baseball. This was the baseball round.
Yeah, it's baseball, but it's also Motherfucker of the Week. So
well, look.
We can go back to football.
All right, I'll yell about Kirk Herbstreit later. No, dude. God damn it.
Playing a game of whack fuck here.
Whack.
Fuck.
The season starts this week.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
That's the one I actually was gonna click, but then I saw the golf one. I was like, well, I really like that one. So I'm going to click it now because otherwise it might not get played tonight.
Oh, guys, guess what? Hang on real quick.
Boom, shakalaka!
Kyrie is back today. Oh. Kyrie is playing today, making a season debut in Indiana.
Fuck that guy.
The first ever part
out of state.
He is not the first time part-timer.
Part-time only, road game only. Let me finish. Part-time only, road game only player in the NBA. That's amazing to me.
Wow. Making his take away the credit from that doctor from Chicago back in the day who was like, well, I mean, I'll play basketball if y'all are here. Like, it's just rec league on Tuesdays. I get paid more for being a doctor. If you're traveling, I'm out, but I'll play when you're at home.
Is that why I specified part-time road?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Way to be a douchebag about it and not let that dude's family tell his story.
First of all, I feel like this is all made up, but that would be the
pitch. Oh, shit.
Guess what, guys? I've got
R.I.P. Jeff Dickerson. That's what I was trying to get to, man.
I've got a new nominee for Motherfucker of the Week.
Wow, you.
Drew.
Oh.
What? Motherfucker,
deal? It's Drew. Drew's motherfucking
Is that really? Is that a? I don't know that I'm qualified for that. I feel like I'm just like on the council in perpetuity. Like, who better to judge motherfuckers than motherfuckers? Right.
That's a good point. You takes a motherfucker saying? To know a motherfucker.
Exactly. Yeah.
Robert's saying, Mike and Scott, do you remember when I was doing an MMA to the max and I would complain to you all about my co-host? That's Drew.
I mean, Scott, that's fair, Robert, but at the same time, they could have changed the StreamYard link like a long time ago, and I'd be like, well, damn, that sucks. And they would have lost me very easily, yet somehow I click the button. It's always here every week. Go figure. Dick.
Scott, any nominees for Motherfucker of the Week?
I'm just going to stick with Rob, but I do think like, I do feel like Drew. I was going to say, Drew does have a right to the throne. Like, he does have the birthright there for that when Rob dies an untimely death, that Drew's going to slide on right in that Motherfucker of the Week.
See, I feel like that's super unfair, and mostly because I can at least get a tan, dude. Like, come on. I'm not that white. Oh, is this not... I
move this man! Move!
Where did you find that clip of people booing?
That's from the... I don't know if it's Maury or Jerry Springer. I think it's Jerry...
Move this man!
Are we not allowed to use the half-baked one for, like, legal reasons?
You know, just to be careful. I just changed
it's probably,
it.
Yeah, that's careful. Fair. That's fair. I love you too, Robert.
Robert.
Even though your quarterback puts ketchup on steak.
Motherfucker of the Week nominee, Kirk Herbstreit. He deserves a nomination this week because he went in on players for opting out of bowl games. And... It's our year of the Lord 2022, and you've got grown men talking about how players need to suck it up and play in the bowl games because they made a commitment to their school and their fans and their coaches, and they're opting out of bowl games. Like, dude, what are we doing here? You need to stick with it and play for free while this university gets a shitload of money because you're in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. God damn it. That's what you
now. Now hold on a minute, though. The Duke's Mayo Bowl is probably one of the best bowls of all bowl season.
It probably is. You're right.
Like, how much?
Hang on. Real quick. This is how we're going to end this before we get into our drinks. Sip, chug, drain, pour, regular Gatorade shower, the French fry shower from the Idaho Potato Bowl, or the Duke's Mayo Bowl shower at the end of the game. Scott, sip, chug, drain, pour.
I am chugging a French fry bath. I am sipping the classic Gatorade, and I am drain pouring mayo. No, thank you.
Drew, what's your choice here?
And I like mayo, by the way. I just don't want it all over me. It's gross.
Yeah, I get it. I'm gonna chug the mayo because that also comes with the $10,000 donation to the charity of your choice. So, to me, that's kind of worth taking a mayo bath. Plus, I got to be honest. What's his name was on Dan Patrick a day or two later and said he still smelled like mayo. And I got to be honest, I'm curious what that's like.
can the donation of my choice be me? Like, can I like take the mayo bath?
Well,
and
Scott,
then, like,
if you have
backdoor the money to myself.
If you have a 503C or whatever it is, yeah, sure, why not? I'm not gonna judge. So I'm gonna do that, and then I'm gonna drain pour the French fries. Except I would get them, and I would get a little ketchup, and like we would, you know, it'd still be worthwhile. And then I'm gonna sip the Cheez-Its. Actually, the Gatorade bath isn't even in this question because that's too basic. I'm going to absolutely sip the Cheez-Its.
Respect the game.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I hate the team that got it this year. But not only do they do the Cheez-It bath from, like, the Gatorade tub or whatever, they literally just rolled out fucking drums of Cheez-Its onto the field during the trophy ceremony. And players are just walking up and grabbing, like, family-size, party-size boxes of Cheez-Its and walking around with them like, I just played a football game and I got a box of Cheez-Its.
Cool. Scott, I'm almost with you. I'm drain pouring the mayo bath. But I'm going to sip on the French fry bath because that, first of all, I'm Irish and we got to go potatoes all the way. But man,
it's
like so much fun. Unless they're shitty French fries. That's the problem. I guess maybe I got to rethink this because I've had some bad fries. Like what fries are in that? Are they like crinkle cut? Are they?
I feel like they're like natural
fry bath. I'm like not natural really cut.
Yeah, I don't want that. I was just gonna say the steak fries would suck.
I picture like Wendy's fries.
Yeah, Wendy's fry bath would be
because it's okay an Idaho potato bowl, right? They're just natural cutting that shit, lightly salting.
Five Guys fries. They don't even have to. They just use a regular serving of Five Guys fries. Like they're just like, hey, give me a small, and then they dump it on the coach's head, and the coach is like, where'd you get all these fries from?
Do you think when the school accepts the bowl bid, you could write it in the contract to say, no, don't give me the fry bath. I want a bathtub worth of fries instead.
Oh, and just sit in it? Like that'd be weird.
Well, no, I was just going to eat out of it with ketchup.
Oh, okay. Biscuits.
Why are you putting your balls on French fries, Mike?
That's what I thought you were doing because you wanted an actual bathtub.
I'm not going to eat those.
I'm going to just plop these nads right on top of these fries. It's going to be great. But then they're not. Biscuit saying he would drain pour the Brazzers/Duke's mayo bath. It does look like a damn bukkake.
Wait, speaking of which, I forgot.
And chugging the fries, especially if they're Rally's fries. Good call out on the Rally's fries.
So because Mike sucks.
Oh man,
his
I
job,
didn't know that Rally's fries were an option. I'm changing my I chugged the fry bath, but I would marry the Rally's fry bath. Like let's go all in. All
right, wait. So hold on. Sip chug drain pour, and I might need help on the third, but Arby's fries, the curlers.
Drain pour.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. So Arby's fries, Rally's fries, or a Steak and Shake fry or Burger King fry if we want to try to stay, in the same genre.
No, those are not the same genre. You've got spiced fries that have a distinct color and shape to them, and then you're trying to bring in the regular fries that are competing against one another in the regular fry arena. No, that does not work. You need three fries that are similar to the curly fry, which is seasoned in nature, damn it.
Well, Drew did mention Steak and Shake, so could it be Steak and Shake with the Steak and Shake seasoning on them?
It's a shoestring.
No, because again, it's a regular fry. It's a regular potato ass fry. Like if you just leave it alone, it's just a potato fry. You have to add the seasoning. The other two are no. They're specifics. I will not allow this bullshit. You got to get a third.
Okay. All right.
Fry.
I have an idea.
Okay, right, go.
So for the third fry, I'm gonna need a little help here, but a Cajun fry. Who has the fucking Cajun seasoned fries?
Five Guys?
No. Smash Burgers got the rosemary fries. Five Guys has the Cajun seasoned fry because they're the ones that do the vinegar too, right? Like they have the vinegar sitting out on the counter and whatnot.
Yeah, but that's not them doing the vinegar. That's you doing the vinegar. If you want
No, but Scott, I'm just trying to make sure I associate the vinegar with the right.
You think of three. We'll get back to this next week. What were you drinking, Moogie? Go.
I hate all of you. I don't want to play anymore.
What were you drinking, Moogie?
So I started off with the Brink Brewing Nightcap. Again, Brink out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Super great beer, highly rated. I'm just going to go caps because I don't have time for anything else. 4.5 caps is what I'm going to give it. I moved on to the Woots Marzen Oktoberfest Christian Moorlein beer. It's okay. It's citrusy. I'm not really about that. So I'll give it a 3 caps. And then I wrapped up with the Moorlein Billet Munich. Wow, Jesus Christ. Munich Dunkel Lager. Another solid beer, super crushable. I'll give that one 4.5 caps on Untappd. And I'm finishing off with Bud Light. Scott, go.
I had the Dude Abides because I'm amazing and I found it on there just like other amazing people on this show. 5.5%, don't give a shit. This beer is a 6 on the Micah's Back scale. and that's all you need to know. If you can find the Dude Abides and it's not sold out on Beer Drop, you should get it.
My beers were 6.5 on the Maker's Back scale.
I also got that amazing white Russian stout, the Dude Abides, because I do not sleep on my Beer Drop drops. To adjust my Beer Drop drop to get the best beers available at the time, and the Dude Abides was available.
When they don't sell out.
And it was not sold out. Now it is. So I'm very glad that I got it when I did. It is delicious. On a scale from, you know what, we're going old school. On a scale of, would you bang this beer? Yes or no? Yes, I would bang the hell out of this beer. I would bend this beer over and bang it until I hit it with a Duke's Mayo bat. It's so good. It's so good.
That just got like super graphic.
I need to know when the hell that was up on the scale.
I was wondering, Scott. I thought that was like way back machine, like year one.
Isn't that how fucking?
It's before my day.
Fuck the beer.
Yeah, that was the scale, right? Would you fuck this beer? Yes or no? Yeah, I totally fuck it. Nah, I probably wouldn't fuck this beer. I would fuck this beer. I would fuck it really good.
Hey guys, all I know is we've made it more than halfway through our first work week. Go on.
No, that wasn't a scale. Am I misremembering, Scott?
Look, dude,
I really don't remember the "would I fuck this beer" scale on this show ever. But I'm so mad that it has never been our scale, that it needs to be our scale forever.
Mike, it well
true with the true. Accurate descriptors that you provided.
Do you really think that'd be a good scale?
Drew, take a note for next week. The would you fuck this beer scale? Yes or no?
Hey, Google, remind me in 6 days to talk to Mike about the would I fuck this beer scale.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, this is a damn good time.
She got it. We're good.
Good. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. This is a really good time. It feels so good to be back. I'm really glad to be back in here. Mookie, Scott, thank you, fellas, for holding it down.
Yeah.
I do.
You guys did. What happened? Did a damn good job. Get out there, everybody, and fuck your beers.
Scott, we're ending. We got to press the buttons.
Be sure. No, I got you, Drew. You don't have to press anything. Be sure to follow the show on all the socials at Crafty Sports on Twitter. Stop it, Drew.
Why didn't you get to press that one tonight?
Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook, all that good stuff. Shout out to Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Tons of great content. 2022 is going to be a crazy year at Belly Up. So shout out Belly Up Sports. Go hit them up for all of your sports-related news and updates. So be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Not only to us, but to all of the podcasts on the Belly Up Sports Network. We will see you all next week.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
Damn it, Drew.
Welcome back, buddy.
Damn it. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Cheers, everybody.
Get your man some Just for Men.
Just for Men's. Just. We'll be right back.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
If you're looking for your next new truck, trust Rush Truck Centers, the nation's largest commercial vehicle dealer network. Rush Truck Centers has trucks in stock throughout the country, including heavy, medium, and light-duty work vehicles. Plus, they offer a wide range of programs that help coordinate, monitor, and expedite vehicle service and repairs throughout their qualified service facilities. Check out their online inventory today at rushtruckcenters.com. That's rushtruckcenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers. Please speak to your Rush Truck Centers representative for further details.